And the more and more we study about aging, we realize it's a matter of damage. It's amazing the blind spots that people have about aging. They do, you know, it took till 1996 for people at the University of Texas, and Michael West especially, was involved in for the production of immortal cells that are now used in labs all over the world. The majority of people don't even know about those cells. But we knew before that, long before that, although it was a blind spot in many people's thinking, that the germ cell from which you and I grew, which came from our parents and from their parents and from their parents, that cell is continuous. It is immortal. So the cells that were passed on from your parents to make you were the cells that were passed on to them from their parents to make them. Still the same living force in those cells, even though every constituent of the cell has been renewed. So the germ cell for the human organism is immortal. And therefore, we know now pretty much for sure that every aspect of aging that we measure is a matter of damage.
So you're teaching people how to minimize damage.
That's exactly what we do.
And also how to maximize or create an environment that is ideal for those cells to live and survive in.
Yes, and that's another thing. That's why I get so many elite athletes coming to Salt Spring, you know, many world champions, because they have never been taught this. They have never really understood it. And once the intelligent ones at least grasp the idea, they're here to see me in a flash. Because it's a matter of providing the environment, both nutritional and exterior, and the exercise environment, which allows your cells to develop optimally.